This is Margaret Prescott, host of Sojourner Truth. The Huffington Post and other news outlets are reporting that President Barack Obama will announce a series of proposals that targets climate change. It is predicted it will include targeting carbon emissions from power plants and also additional initiatives, and it's really unclear exactly what that would be. Reuters is reporting that the Environmental Protection Agency is working to finish carbon emissions standards for new power plants, and then it is expected to tackle regulations on existing power plants. This is what is going on the government level. Meanwhile, on the grassroots level, an important meeting happened in Black Mesa, and a gathering in Black Mesa, Arizona, on community-led action strategies to transition from extreme energy towards local living economies. And we'll be discussing that in our weekly Earth Watch. I would like to welcome to Sojourner Truth, Michelle Mascarena-Swan. Michelle, thank you for joining us.
Margaret.
Michelle was co-director of the School of Unity and Liberation, a movement building training center based in Oakland, California. Prior to that, she worked for more than a decade towards food justice in working class communities of color. She co-founded and served as director of the Center for Food and Justice in Los Angeles for several years, helping to develop farm to school programs nationally and organizing campaigns for food justice in the Los Angeles Unified School District. So, Michelle, there you were participating then in this Our Power campaign. It was being described as historic. Tell us, what is the Our Power campaign and who participated in the gathering in Black Mesa?
Great. Well, over the last few years, some now 40 organizations have come together to form the Climate Justice Alliance, an alliance that is rooted in indigenous, African American, Latino, Asian Pacific Islander, and working class white communities throughout the United States. And together, our organizations and communities are applying the power of deep grassroots organizing and movement building to win the political shifts needed to actually address the root causes of the climate crisis. And so we are coming together to flex our power to lead a just transition to, as you said, to local living economies where communities are making the decisions about how needs get met and taking the responsibility for the consequences. Right now, we know, as your listeners hear every day on your show, that corporations control our governments. They're profiting off of pillaging the planet and exploiting people, and our labor. And this is the root cause. They're disrupting the climate systems, the Earth's climate systems. They're making people sick. They're making people poor, building prisons and war machines. And so we decided to come together to launch the Our Power campaign to really show and build a new path forward. So,
right. Michelle, let me ask you this, helping our listeners here. People talk about frontline communities across the country. Break that down for us. What do you mean by frontline communities?
So a frontline community is one who has found their position in relation to the climate crisis, but really the climate crisis being the same, like one side of the coin of the other side of the coin of the economic crisis. So understanding that your community is really being hurt by the system that is disrupting our climate in one way or another. And right now, through the Climate Justice Alliance, examples of frontline communities that are coming together are those who are being impacted by the coal industry, the oil industry, tar sands extraction, natural gas fracking or oil fracking. These are the front lines of the extreme energy economy that is driving this crisis. And so those communities have found their front lines already and have come together to organize around those points of convergence or interest.
Right. So in other words, these are, I mean, everybody living on this planet impacted clearly by environmental devastation and climate change. But from my, what I'm understanding is that the frontline communities are those that are most directly impacted now. For example, if you look at Native American lands, if you look at inner city communities, people who are suffering from what has been called environmental racism, people who are right now, but also the white working class people in Appalachia and other places that are directly impacted by coal mining and others. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah,
okay.
That's right. But I also want to say that that over time, communities are finding that more and more, as you say, we are all impacted by this crisis. And so, you know, from survivors of breast cancer who understand that the same industrial system that is, you know, is impacting their bodies is also impacting the climate and their children's future, more and more of our communities are going to find ourselves on the front lines and be able to come together. And so, you know, through the Our Power campaign, we're providing a space for all of us to find our front lines and to come together with a vision for a transition. Because as you mentioned, the climate crisis is often talked about in terms of parts per million in the atmosphere and the kind of policies that people on the ground may not feel an ability to impact. But actually, climate is about remaking daily life. It's about remaking the decisions that govern economy. And so we all have a stake in that, and we all have a role to play.
Right.
Building our power to reshape economy.
And so, Michelle, again, for our listeners, finding your front lines basically means focusing in on how you are directly impacted, your community is directly impacted by climate change. You talk about transition from extreme energy towards local living economies. What do you mean by local living economies?
So, right now the global system global economic system has taken everything from food to even in some ways water in terms of how far water is shipped from one place to another to the supplies that are made to build our houses and provide for daily needs. And so what we're talking about is really reshaping economy so that people are taking back those systems. So it means, you know, our power is clean community power, first of all, that doesn't disrupt the Earth's climate systems or poison our air and our water. Our power is zero waste system, so that work with nature instead of creating more landfills and incinerators. It's healthy, democratic, and regional food systems that promote well-being instead of making people sick. Right, and it's vibrant public and mass transit systems that get people out of their cars and into their communities, talking to each other. And then it's restoring our watersheds and our ecosystems and fostering housing that is durable and efficient and long-lasting and accessible to all. So those are examples of restoring our local economies to people in a way that meets the needs of also the place in which we live.
Right. And what are some of the ways that participants in the Our Power gathering, which took place this past weekend in Black Mesa, Arizona, are doing that in their own local communities?
Yeah, great. So the camp brought together folks from Alaska to Appalachia and from L.A. to Detroit, groups like Red Oil in Alaska, the Alliance for Appalachia, made up of 12 groups out there, and more, and then of course Black Mesa Water Coalition, which hosted us there in Black Mesa. And examples of what the work that folks are doing include, so at Black Mesa, they have developed a plan to transition off of coal energy, the coal energy that now pumps water uphill to Phoenix from their from the aquifers, the ancient aquifers that lie on their reservation. And their plan is to construct solar plants on the reclaimed mine land, which, you know, is unsuitable for grazing and other use right now, so that they can then sell that power to the city of Los Angeles and other cities that have been getting their coal power for so long, as a way to transition their economy. You know, some 50% of their peoples don't have electricity or running water, and so there needs to be some infrastructure development so that people can have basic infrastructure and needs met. But their longer-term plan, and they're doing this right now as well, is working with the people there, the Navajo and Hopi peoples, to reestablish traditional lifeways. And so they've been working to develop their local wool economy and their food sovereignty, really, to ensure that the kinds of sheep that they're grazing are appropriate to place and that people are restoring their own cultural knowledge of how to live in place. And this is not only happening on the reservations and in indigenous communities, but also in Appalachia, we heard very similar stories of people, organizations that are working with people who have been in Appalachia for 10, 12 generations in their families, and, you know, people restoring their ability to meet their own needs without corporations, you know, destroying their mountains and polluting their water.
Yeah.
That we know that we can do this.
Right. And for people who want to find out more about this campaign, what should they do?
So I would really encourage people, yeah, to join us. I mean, this is a big national campaign, and we need everybody's involvement. Our website is ourpowercampaign.org, www.ourpowercampaign.org, and you can also find us on Facebook. There's some great videos and photos and expressions from people at the camp from all over the country talking about how communities are restoring our ability to foster our resilience and foster the local economies that are actually going to address the root causes of the climate crisis.
Right.
Ourpowercampaign.org.
Okay, on that note, we are going to have to leave it there. Michelle Mascarena Swan from the Our Power Campaign and the Climate Justice Alliance. For those of you who like and friend us on Facebook, we'll also post this information. Look for Sojourner Truth with Margaret Prescott. We'd like to thank you, Michelle, for joining us, and also we'd like to thank the Global Justice Ecology Project, our partners, for our weekly Earth Watch.